diving coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Jeff DiNicola. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well, tell us about this big meet you have coming up this Saturday with Nebraska at home, 11 o'clock inside the Arkansas Natatorium.
That's right. Nebraska, where I used to coach, is coming here. We're going to show them how the SEC handles the Big 12, or handles the Big 10 now, and you know, represent the Razorbacks, and you know, show them how it's done down here in the South.
And Coach, what goes into recruiting kids? How do you do that? Because I know golf, they go overseas a lot and get guys in. And gals, what goes into recruiting, and where do you look for these kids that come to the University of Arkansas?
Well, you know, we look, swimming and diving, we look all across the United States. I'm also talking with a couple of girls internationally. Hopefully I can pull one of the international kids for next year. With my hire being after the season has started, I kind of got a late start to the recruiting for Arkansas. So a lot of the top talented U.S. kids have already committed, have already taken their trips, and you know, have already decided on a school. Doesn't mean we're behind the eight ball too much. Like I said, looking international, got a couple of talented girls that I'm talking to overseas, and it's just selling the school, you know, the history of the Razorbacks, the academic support that we have here. And making sure they understand our emphasis on making sure the student-athlete graduates and has that education for them to fall back on when they're done with diving.
Jeff, talk about your senior diver, Keisha Naylor. She earned an NCAA zone qualifying score at LSU last Saturday on the one-meter platform.
That's right. She did earn that zone qualifying score on a one-meter springboard and looked to actually – the team goal is to get all six of the girls qualified for the zone meet. Hopefully when we get to zones, Keisha can dive well and qualify for NCAAs there. But yeah, that's our goal, is to get everybody to the zone qualifying score and to that meet and represent Arkansas well. And that'll just set them up for a strong SEC showing and scoring some valuable points when we're at SEC's conference meet later.
Hey Jeff, I think everybody that around the sports world that has a tie into sports would say, without question, that the SEC is obviously the toughest conference when it comes to football. It is the toughest conference when it comes to baseball. A little bit down right now in basketball, but the SEC is very, very tough in swimming and diving as well.
That's right. It's one of the top conferences, if not the top conference in the nation. There's a lot of good schools out there. There's a lot of great history with swimming and diving in the SEC, and you know, how well they're represented as a whole for the conference. You know, living up to that reputation and making sure that we get the right athletes in here to represent Arkansas is pretty vital. And you know, just making sure that Kesha has a great year this year, and we're able to you know, add some talent to the diving squad for next year and the future years down the road. And, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a competition aspect. The SECs is one of the dominant conferences in swimming and diving as well.
And Coach, as far as the meet, I guess it's called a swim diving – or diving meet, I'm sorry, Saturday.
Yep.
What time do the doors open? And, you know, how much are tickets if people want to come out there and check it out and support the Razorbacks?
The meet starts at 11 o'clock. Doors are open. Before that, we've got the teams in there about 9 o'clock doing warm-up. It doesn't cost anything to show up and show your support for the Razorbacks. Actually, the first 100 fans coming through the door gets a cancer awareness T-shirt. It's the opportunity for us to show our support for cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness. And so, you know, we're looking to pack the stands that we got in there and make sure Nebraska knows they're coming to a hometown pool for Arkansas, and you know, showing that support.
And Jeff, the Arkansas Natatorium, where on campus exactly is it located for those who aren't familiar with it?
It's located in the Hyper Rec Center. It's on you know, right next to the new outdoor football practice field, right there on campus. Pretty easy to get to for the students. They pretty much know where it's at, just a couple buildings down from the football stadium.
South of Barn Hill, north of the track.
That's right.
All right, well, Jeff, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.